you know, on a regular game week now, Wednesdays, this is Wednesday's Wednesday. So, you know, our big day of preparation today. And, you know, we'll need it. Miami's obviously a good football team. They, you know, handled us down there last year and gave us a real competitive game up here. So, you know, I think they're good in all areas. Coach Philbin's done a good job with that team. They're good on defense. Got a good front. Got good cover guys. They have a good scheme. Do a lot of different things. You know, offensively, they're got good skill players. A lot of guys that can make plays. Receivers, tight ends, backs, quarterback. And they're always good in a kicking game. We know that. So they put a lot of pressure on your specialists. The protection's certainly an issue for us. You know, good return game. A lot of big guys on their special teams units, linebackers, big physical unit. One of the biggest probably we'll see all year. So, you know, real good snapper, Denny, experienced. A lot of good players, good coaches, good scheme. So we'll have our hands full.
What are the separate challenges between Moreno and Miller, and how different are their skill sets?
Yeah, I mean, they're both good players. Run hard, good in space. Williams, I mean, they've all been productive. All good.
How much of a jump is this week for the rookies, installing the game plan and kind of ramping things up a little bit?
Sure, it's a jump for them. Sure, it's a big jump. Yeah, personnel, we can really zero in on that much more so than we have. You know, knowing the differences between the different players that they'll be facing, the schemes, and of course there's an element unknown in this game. So, I mean, in a way it's harder, in a way it's easier because it's much more specific. There's a lot of things that, in training camp, we kind of have everything against everything. You know, we have all our plays, we have all their plays. You know, that's not the way it is now. We've got our stuff narrowed down and specifically to what our opponent's doing. So in that respect, it's less. But in terms of detail and specifics, it's a lot more. So maybe it balances out. I don't know.
Is this where you get to kind of really see where they are heading into the season, these next couple of days?
The rookies?
Yeah, the rookies.
And I think we'll find out where everybody is by the time we get, you know, a few regular season games under our belt. I don't know. I mean, I don't think we're going to find out anything in one day. I don't think we're going to find out anything in one game. We'll know more, but I think it'll be an accumulation of plays and games that add up to eventually give us a picture. I don't think you can base it on just one thing. It's too long of a season.
Growth that you've seen from Silver
City
again after spending the offseason with the team?
You know, he came in and had a real good spring, real good training camp, you know, until the Washington week, and then he's been able to do what he can do, but there's been some limitations. But he's, you know, way ahead of where he was last year when he came in midseason, was on the practice squad and worked his way up to the roster. He's much, much further ahead than that.
So what makes Charles
Clay
a tough guy to deal with in cover?
You know, he's shifty and he's fast. He's got good run after catch skills. I mean, it's, you know, it's hard to get a match up with.
Size-wise, he's not really what you call a huge guy.
No, it's not. I wouldn't say it's size. I'd say it's his quickness, his speed. You know, his ability as a vertical receiver. I mean, he can really hurt you down the field. Not that he can't hurt you in short areas, but I mean, he's certainly a 20, 30, 40 yard type of guy. You know, when they hit him on those seams and overs and you know, vertical routes.
Lining him up, formationing him in so many different spots puts a little stress on the defense, I would think.
Yeah, you got to find him. You got to find him. He's all over. Sometimes he's in the normal tight end location, but you certainly can't count on that. Flex, could be in the backfield, can be detached as a receiver. So, that, yeah, they move around.
So what do you expect to see out of their revamped offensively? And how difficult is it to prepare for them, considering none of their starters are returning for this game?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, every team in the league has new players on their roster, so, I mean, I don't think we should pretend that that's anything unique to anybody. We have them, they have them, every team in the league has them. So, you know, I think we'll see what we've seen in preseason. You know, they've basically played six guys in there, and, you know, in some kind of, you know, rotation or other. They've got some experienced players. You know, James is a good young tackle. You know, Dallas Thomas missed last year, so he's, you know, second-year player, but he, you know, he's kind of like a rookie. He didn't get much playing time last year, so they got a couple of young players, and they got some experienced players, you know, like Satelli, Alberts, you know, one of the best tackles in the league, Shelly Smith. So they got a good group of players, college. I mean, those guys have all their experience, and now they've been working together for, you know, all through training camp and in the spring, so I'm sure they'll be ready to go.
Their defensive line, how much of a challenge are they with Vernon and Wake?
Oh, it's all of them. It's just Starks and obviously Mitchell and Audric. I mean, they're all good players. So yeah, they're well balanced. I mean, it's one of the best front defensive lines we'll see all year. They're physical, they run well, they're tough, they use their hands well. You know, wear great blocking schemes, and you know, they don't really get fooled much. It's good. It's, you know, one of the strongest units that we'll see all year. Do a real good job.
Are your emotions leading up to the season opener any different than week two and week three? Does it hold any specialness to you?
I think it's just more unknowns. I think each year has its own, the opener has its own, you know, set of unanswered questions, unknowns. And, you know, we know a little bit more about our team each week that we've been with them, but, you know, once we get to the regular season opening day and the succeeding games, we'll continue to learn. I'm not really sure what we have. Not sure anybody knows what they have. I don't know what they have. So we'll see how it goes. You know, I'm sure there'll be some matchups that we'll be all right with. I'm sure there'll be some other matchups that we won't be all right with. And then we'll see how that plays out in succeeding weeks and if there's a pattern or not a pattern or whatever. So, yeah, there's always a lot of unknowns on opening day. This year's no exception.
Phil, how hard has Kronk worked up until this point to be to the point where he says he's ready? Obviously, I guess practice will dictate this week whether or not he gets into the game, but how hard has he worked to off the field, on the field, to get ready?
Rob always works hard. I don't think that's really ever been an issue since he's been here. He works hard in the weight room, works hard in the film room, in the meetings, and he works hard on the field. So, I don't think you could ever question Rob's work ethic. I never have. Think that's all. It's one of the best on our team.
Is that why maybe he's an exception to the rule that he cannot play a single snap in the preseason, but still put himself in the position to be ready to play because of that?
I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of guys in the league. We'll have other guys on our team that'll probably fall into that category too. Didn't play a lot in preseason, but you know that will play Sunday. I'm sure every team, you know, has guys in that category.
We've seen some different guys play next to Devin through training camp in the preseason, sort of the back end of that secondary. And obviously they have probably their own strengths or weaknesses, but I'm wondering what the advantage might be for you guys as a team or as a defense to picking one guy and playing him in most situations. Would there be an advantage to that?
That probably would be. Probably give you more continuity.
Would it, against a hurry-up team, would that help in terms of substitution line?
Well, I mean, I don't think they're going to. I mean, if they don't substitute, then it's going to be hard for us to substitute. So, but, you know, I don't know who they're going to have in the game. I mean, they use different personnel groups. So, you know, whoever they have in the game, then if they go quicker with that group, then they go quicker with that group. I'm sure, you know, we'll have to leave our group on the field. It'd be hard to sub in those situations. they change, then we may change to match them. You know, we've done both. We haven't. So, I don't know. Depend on how it, you know, what, again, what groups they use and what the situations are and so forth. So, you know, I mean, look, if you want to substitute a player to get a matchup, then the advantage is you've substituted to get that matchup. If you don't substitute, then you take the matchups that you have and have more continuity, possibly. So, I mean, it could, you know, there's trade-offs no matter which way you do it.
What type of leadership has Dan Collins shown this year?
Dan's, you know, he's had a real good year. I think he's had a real good spring, good training camp, you know, been out there every day. It's been a versatile guy for him, as he always has. He's always been ready to play all three spots, plus, you know, contribute in the kicking game. So he's, you know, he's a sharp guy, works hard, had a good offseason. You know, he was able to train, you know, throughout the bulk of the offseason, and, you know, he's done a solid job for us at really a number of positions.
Final questions. Is Cameron Wake still every bit the explosive player that he was maybe a couple years ago when he first came in?
Sure, looks like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that whole defensive line is, when you pick any of them, they're all good. They're all fast, explosive, have good technique, play with high motors, strong. It's good. It's a real good group.
Because that D-line is so deep and so talented, to make it more difficult to maybe focus some of your attention on, say, someone like Wake, who obviously has been considered an elite pass rusher?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you can't. I mean, you could probably pick out one guy if you wanted to, and, you know, depending on what the front is, and, you know, they pressure enough to where you can't always get help where you want to, because you might have to block a linebacker or a secondary player that splits, and they do plenty of that. But, you know, even if you want to help on one guy, then you still got to deal with, you know, the other guys. So they do a good job of that. They do a good job of, you know, recognizing who has the best chance, and those guys rush very aggressively, and the guys that, you know, get doubled or get, you know, have less of an opportunity on that particular play, then they kind of are ready to replace the penetrating rusher, that type of thing. That's well coordinated. They do a good job, and the players are good. They're all good.
Well, safe to say that film from last year, playing them twice, last year was a little more advantageous to you than the preseason film of the Dolphins. Or how do you balance that, you and your staff?
It depends on what part of the game you're talking about. I think there's some things from last year that have a lot of relevance. There's other things that have a lot less relevance. Would depend on what part of the game you're talking about.
Offense, defense, I mean,
they change offensive coordinators. Their offensive style is a lot different than what it was last year. So, like, I don't think stopping last year's offense is really the answer. I mean, what they're doing now is different than what they did last year. Defensively, Kevin Coyle's, you know, it's essentially the same defense. You know, they obviously made some modifications. They have, you know, Finnegan and Mitchell. I mean, some different personnel there, but a lot of the scheme's the same. A lot of the scheme's the same in the kicking game, but again, they have, you know, a new returner and a couple new guys in their core, so, but scheme-wise, it's similar, but there, I'd say, more changes on offense, so. I think it depends on what you're talking about. Okay. All right. Thank you.